This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Each day, we are bombarded with health marketers wishing to sell us unnecessary expensive drugs, vitamins that have no proven benefit, weight loss programs that are dangerous, and fancy devices that do not improve our health. Even our beloved NPR aggressively pushes a brand of probiotics called Align that, according to the promotion, was supposedly developed by a gastroenterologist. But regardless of who developed it, does that mean it works or that its benefits outweigh its high costs and side effects? Why do we allow marketers to promote products to healthy people that do not have clear and compelling benefits? There are times when something that is beneficial to a small group of people is inappropriately promoted as beneficial to a larger, healthier group of people. Take, for example, the device called a continuous glucose monitor. The device was approved by the FDA in 1999 to help a small subset of people with serious diabetes manage their disease, and it worked really well for that population. But companies eager for a larger profit are now promoting this device to healthy people as a way to follow their blood glucose. Why would you need to follow your blood glucose? I have no idea. Studies show that in normal people, glucose stays within a very narrow range. This is what is meant by normal blood sugar. The levels do not ever get too high or too low. When glucose levels do get high or too low, people have symptoms, but there is no need to follow glucose minute by minute or day by day. Companies like NutriSense, Signos, and Levels have campaigns to convince healthy people to monitor their glucose. Their small device attaches to the upper arm where it sits for about 2 weeks and monitors blood glucose. The device transmits its data when it is scanned by a smartphone. The companies claim regular monitoring of glucose can lead to weight loss, improved exercise, and improved overall health. Well, of course, aside from what company paid operatives say, there is no data to show that any of this is true. The devices are not even that accurate. So regular glucose monitoring for otherwise healthy people not only wastes time and money, but it could divert a person from other helpful health programs. Experts also worry that the device can drive people to fixate on data and try to micromanage their blood glucose, which might trigger obsessive, unhealthful behaviors. The device does require a prescription, but most doctors won't prescribe the device to healthy people because it provides no benefit. So the companies hire doctors who work via telemedicine and will prescribe the device to healthy people who have no medical need. These doctors are paid a fee directly by the device manufacturer. It is no surprise that insurance companies won't cover the devices for healthy people. The device costs about $200 per two-week period. So better informed consumers is one antidote to crazy marketing campaigns, but there is also a role for better regulation to keep products off the market that are not safe and effective. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.